Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
We're Brooklyn at? We're Brooklyn at? We're Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. Jay, my people sometimes too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello, welcome to Life as P. I'm your host, P, also known as Phoenix Ash. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are a new listener, I appreciate you. I appreciate whoever referred you to the show, whether it be your brother, mother, sister, uncle, cousin, boyfriend, sister, whatever. Thank you so much. Appreciate all the retweets from my consistent listeners. I love you guys so much for listening, for posting the show, for commenting, for getting in the DMs, for discussing it on a timeline. I love our discussions and you telling me how the show relates to your life, because good God, the show is taking me through some things and allowing me to survive and thrive because I have this show. So thank you so much. I'm thinking about like all the things that I'm learning and all the things that are coming together and being pieced together. And I'm having this discussion with my aunt the other day. And I'm thinking about how like we are so cautious of who we are in front of other people and how we present ourselves. And, you know, just when I am seeking advice from her, because she is not only my aunt, but also a dear mentor of mine. When I'm seeking advice and she's helping me move in directions that are positive for my life, she'll be like, give them more of you. Like, it's okay for you to show up as you in this situation, like be you. And I feel like I haven't heard that enough in my life. And I think what I really want to communicate for all of us now is like, let's not be afraid of our bigness. Let's not be afraid of the areas in which we show up very big. Sometimes we overcompensate for something that some random person pointed out as a flaw within us. And we overcompensate to push that thing to the side and overcome that thing and not have that thing show up. However, I haven't always been, but I have become a big believer in our flaws and our assets are interchangeable. There are things within us that we see as flaws, but if manipulated properly, if used in the proper situation, it can be positive for us and become an asset. Same thing with our assets, you know, if manipulated improperly and used in the wrong situation, it can be a flaw for us. I always give an example when I go on job interviews. You know, I'm giving away some secrets, y'all. But when I go on job interviews and, you know, they're like, you know, what's your biggest, what's your asset? And it's like, you know, I'm a team player. I want everybody to win. I can work independently, but really, I just want everybody to win. I want everybody to be successful and I will do my part and contribute to that end goal. And so, of course, it's like all wonderful, whatever. And then what's my biggest flaw? My biggest flaw is that I want everyone to win so bad that I sometimes do somebody else's work. And not that, you know, that's a slight on me, like, you know, I'm doing something I'm not paid to do, but more so that I don't give that person opportunity to shine. I don't give that person opportunity to grow by doing the steps that they need to do in order to bloom. And so, of course, you know, it's received very well. So I interview well. If you didn't know, I've gotten almost every job that I've ever went for, like on the spot, but whatever. That's my little bragging right. But anywho, But it's a perfect example of the things that are flaws for us or things that are assets for us. Like, depending on how you look at it, it's all perspective. Depending on what side you on of the coin, it could be a flaw or it can be an asset. And so, like, I'm working with this client and, you know, I find that even though she runs the company, that, you know, she's getting some feedback in terms of assignments, you know, that are being given out. And, you know, it just seems like the people working are very casual with turning those things in, and they're more responsive to someone else who works for the company who is not nearly as senior as she is. And part of the thing that I see as the issue is the communication, right? Because I'm like, you're asking like it's a favor. It's not a favor. It's an assignment. They need to understand the severity, the urgency, and the timeline and have it done. And I think when those direct things are communicated, people understand that it's serious and it needs to get done. It's part of my job. It helps me keep my job. And I need to be able to do this thing. When you ask for a favor, people think that, like, you know, it's at my leisure. It's if I feel like doing it, let me take a look at my calendar, all that BS. And I think what I'm seeing is that this person, she can be very assertive. She can be very curt sometimes. Sometimes it's chalked up to her West Indian background to say, like, you know, it's not out of malice. It's just, you know, how I communicate, whatever. And I think, I don't know if someone else has come along and said, you can be this, you can be that. And it comes off like blah, 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 blah. Or if she's seen other people in her family who are received as like really tough or like not nice sometimes, and maybe just overcompensating to not come off that way because she's so caring, she's so compassionate. And she too wants everybody to be a part of the winning team. Like, she, like, I know I'm gonna win. Come on, let me come on and carry you along this bandwagon. Let's work together and be this winning team. And so, like, you know, I've had to have a talk with her and be like, listen, I get all that, but you're overcompensating, and we have to use those things, that compassion, that want to be part of the winning team and want to bring people along, because you just know that you about to do this shit, or you have been doing this shit, because she has been. She's been winning the bag for a very long time. I just love that about her. But you're overcompensating, okay? That is a great asset, but in this particular instance, it's becoming your flaw because you are trying not to offend, you're trying not to put too much, you're trying to make it too casual, you're trying to have the person receive it like, oh, she's so sweet, she's so kind, she's so this, man, fuck that. You the boss, and this is the assignment, and I'm paying you to do it. So here's the details, and this is what I need you to execute. And this is when I need you to execute it by. Let me know if you have any questions. And that's fine. When people work for you, they expect that. That is fine. The other things that you want to do, like, this person's been doing a great job, I want to reward them by giving them a gift card to Ulta. I went to Italy and I came back and I have pocketbooks for three people that I think, like, did an amazing job. I want to gift this to them. That's fine. That's where the, oh, she's so kind, she's so great, that's where that comes in. But it's to reward them for doing great work and being a part of this team and helping you succeed, and you giving back to help them succeed. You giving them projects that'll help them grow. You giving them feedback. You giving them reviews. You giving them saying like, hey, I love your work, I love this. That's reward. All of that's reward. You know, you paying them appropriately, best reward, right? Those are great. But when it comes time to do the work, you need to communicate that this is work. We got to get it done. We got to get, you know, whatever. And so I'm working with her to not be so afraid of her bigness. Someone, and maybe herself, has told her this thing of hers needs to be made smaller. And no, it's fine the size that it is. Let's just use it in the correct situation so that it is always our asset. Let's not make this great thing become a flaw, because it's great. It's great to work for someone who's kind. It's great to work for someone who's compassionate. It's great to work for someone who understands your life and is lenient when it comes to you need time off to attend something for your kid's school, or, you know, you're having a medical issue and need to address it, and they actually care about what's going on with you, that's great. That doesn't negate the fact that you need to offer up some sense of urgency and a timeline. And, you know, it's great to work for someone with all that. So I don't want you to make that smaller. I just want you to reappropriate it, like put it somewhere else. And this other part of you that somebody told you to make smaller, this, you know, directness. No, we need the directness. There's a time for it, and this is where we need it. And so it got me to thinking, you know, I'm talking to my aunt, and she's like, yeah, you know, there was a time when a CEO she worked with told her her laugh was too big. You laugh so loud, I can hear it all the way down. And like really having the thought process of like how she could quiet her laugh. Man, bump that. Now she's known for her laugh, and it's one of the most infectious things about her. Own that bigness, because it means you're enjoying yourself. You're enjoying yourself in the workplace. You're enjoying the work that you do, and you're making it easy for people to gravitate towards you, making it easy because she don't slight on the work. Okay. She's a beast at what she does. There's no slight on the work. So there's no reason to make the other piece of you so small. You know, I know, like, being people of color, sometimes in the workplace, we feel like we got to make who we are of color smaller to make everybody else comfortable. Now, I'm not saying walk up in there with your fist pumped in the air and doing all these big gestures to, you know, be over the top in whatever color you are. What I'm saying, because that's performative. I'm not talking about being performative. I'm talking about being comfortable with who you are. Do we need to curb language in the office? Yes, to make, because we don't want to be offended, so we don't want to offend anyone. So there's certain topics that you need to stay away from. That's like general rule. That's self-respect as well as respect for others around you. When you respect others around you, you demand the respect of them. And that's just how I feel. So I feel like if you're going to demand respect, you create an atmosphere of respect and you walk with the aura of respect, and it just, your presence commands and demands it. You don't even have to physically ask for it. There are some instances where people violate, and then, you know, you might have to get a little bigger. You might have to let somebody know, or, you know, take it to HR, follow, you know, whatever protocols you have to fight. But in general, the atmosphere you create is the atmosphere you will attract. So I don't want you to keep making yourself small. Somebody said that something was an issue for them. You know, I don't like how the way you dress. You dress too casual. Well, shit, maybe I need to be in more casual situations and my dress will be appropriate. Like, I'll be like, I'm not going to that if I got to dress up, because I ain't got no shoes. I'm not going to show up casual because the requirement is whatever. But if I don't have shoes, I ain't going to go. I'm going to be where I'm comfortable, where I'm not tolerated. This is just where I am. I don't want to feel that aura of you're basically tolerating me. Don't worry about your bigness. You know, when I'm helping my client and I'm like, well, you know, I don't want to step on no shoes. You know, I see where there's some issues managing, and, you know, I just don't want to overstep. And she just be like, well, why? And so, like, my aunt also knows my client, and she's like, no, this situation calls for those parts of you. This is why you have this client. This is why you were contracted to do this job. You need to bring you to this table. The table is missing you. And I'm like really thinking about that, and I'm just like, right, because somebody told me I'm too controlling. Somebody told me I'm too bossy. Somebody told me, you know, I think I know everything. So I shut the fuck up a whole lot. Not to y'all, because I run my mouth to y'all. But, you know, in certain situations, I quiet myself and I'm like afraid to say what I'm thinking, you know, because it's like, Even on my podcast at one time or another, like first couple years, I guess, when I was doing this, when I was maybe like separated, I don't know about divorce, but maybe separated, and my ex-husband was still listening to the show, I was curbing myself, like, oh, I don't want to say such and such, because not because I thought I was going to offend, just because I didn't want to argue about it. I didn't want to argue about my opinions. I didn't want to argue and be attacked for whatever you think it is, because, you know, his way is not to address what I said, but to, like, shoot bullets back. So I was like, I don't want that, whatever. But, you know, as I got more comfortable with myself, I was like, you know what? This is my truth, and I want to share it. And this show is Life is P. This is not Secrets of P. This is not A Piece of P. This is, like, this is how my life go. This is what I'm going through mentally, the things that I'm trying to work through. This is for me. This ain't for him. This is for me, and hopefully you get something out of it. But this is my therapy. This is me, and I'm not going to quiet my therapy because you feel a way about how I feel or how I think. We're not gonna do that. This is the platform for that. I'm not coming into his office setting. Well, he ain't working in an office, but I'm not coming to a work setting, if he works somewhere, and saying, you know, this is how I feel, this is my truth. I'm not doing that. It's an inappropriate place. That's when it will become a flaw. It will become a flaw when I'm putting it in the inappropriate place. But this is the platform for that. So this is my asset. This is what allows you to connect to me. This is what allows me to appear relatable to you. This is what allows you and I to work through whatever process we're going through in our lives, because I'm sharing and you guys come and share back and you feel comfortable sharing back because I'm comfortable sharing with you. So this is our relationship. This is us. And I'm not going to quiet me and us when I know that these parts of me is helping us. It's helping us grow. It's helping us survive. And it's helping us thrive. So I'm not going to quiet those pieces of me. You know, just figure out flaws, assets, all of that. Figure out when is a good time. Just like, you know, I talked about fear and how fear can be useful. Fear can help us process what the possible negative outcomes could be and what solutions we could put in place to attack those things. Fear allows us to think things through before jumping into something. Fear allows us to prepare. It allows us to look at different scenarios. It allows us to put different plans in place. It allows us to be thorough, and it allows us to be comfortable when we take the leap. And sometimes we leap when we're uncomfortable, and that's okay. But fear has allowed us to prepare for things that may go adversely, and we'll handle that. Everything can be used in its proper context. Somebody who has a temper, you know, will look at, that's a flaw. They always flipping, da, 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 da. Right? Because in certain situations, it's not good. It's not good. However, in other situations, it is to protect their family. It's to protect, you know, the people around them. It is so that people don't violate. People can be like, oh, no, I know that temper. I've seen it before. Let me make good on my promise to them. Let me make good on whatever. So it can be used appropriately. It's not to be all over the place. So if you take all the different pieces of you, and rather than let them run amok and be uncontrollable, think about how each piece of you can be an asset in certain situations, and let's start growing it in those situations and allowing ourselves to be like, stop overcompensating, stop like wiping out the parts of you totally because someone in whatever situation has said it was a problem. Reuse it in another situation. You was in the wrong atmosphere. Think about what was wrong about that atmosphere. You know, love is like that. The whole, if you're not enough for one person, you're too much for someone else, or someone else's trash is someone else's trophy. All of that, all them sayings, right? Whatever, is that in the right situation, what you thought was a flaw could be your ability to shine. You know, I was talking to someone about my ex and about like who he's with his current girlfriend. And I like the relationship he's with, honestly. Couldn't be me or wouldn't be me again. That's more appropriate. But I'm like, he needs someone like her. They had an issue with the car or whatever. And, you know, he's like, he asked me for help because I'm the helper. He knows me as the helper. So I was like, listen, I really don't have nothing for you right now. I asked her, you know, does he need da 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 da? And she said, by the time I came back, he had it figured out. Because when I asked her about his issue, she put her hands up and said, hey, look, he said he was going to figure it out. I'm going to let him figure it out. And what I've realized about her is she typically defaults to, listen, he said this, I'm gonna let him take the lead, and he said that. You know, he wanted to, you know, we have a meeting spot where we meet halfway between where we live so that, you know, I can take my daughter to him or he could bring my daughter back to me. And it's like, well, why this spot? And she's like, I don't know. He picked this spot. And since he picked it, I just was like, all right, I'm gonna go with it. And that's why I say he needs someone like her. She will default to his lead. She is the person who will let him lead. And in order for him to grow as a man and be the man that he needs to be as a leader, he needs someone who's going to let him lead. Now, being with me is the wrong situation for that part of him. And the reason why is because if the shit is stupid and it ain't going right, I'm going to think of something so that we could get out this situation faster, more efficient, and be done with it. And I'm not going to let you lead me to hell. So I am the person who, like, it has to make sense if I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to blindly follow you. I'm not going to put my hands up. I'm not going to be like, hey, he said he going to fix it. Because I'm going to be like, it's cold out here. I don't want to stand out in this cold. And I have a brain that works. And I'm going to contribute that to this situation. And I'm going to try to figure out how to fix it now. He became accustomed to that. And he defaulted to that, as I did. And then I got tired of being the leader. We were the wrong situation for each other. For me, the right situation is someone who takes the lead and can think of those things on their own, and I can contribute and help, and who welcomes the help but understands it as help and doesn't lean to me to make the first move or make, you know, the assessment of what's necessary, right? We can work together, or we have equal parts, but, you know, that's more the situation that I need, whereas the situation he needs is, let me take the lead, and if it fails, just, you know, it fails. And then we go ahead and we do something else. But I need the room to fail. I didn't give room to fail. I can take accountability for that. I didn't give room for that. And that, didn't I just finish telling y'all that was my flaw? That I want us to win so bad that sometimes I do somebody else's work and I don't allow them to grow and to shine because I want us to win so bad. I'm doing it for you. I just finished telling y'all that's my flaw. So I was using it in that situation, and it was a flaw in that situation. But it was also an asset because it was why we was staying afloat. So, you know, it was complicated because it get complicated in marriage. So what I'm saying, my new situation that I will get into one day, someday, I think will have the grounds of, like, I have some ideas, and there'll be times I take the lead, but you're going to have your own ideas and take the lead, and I'm going to have to trust you. But bigger than that, I usually trust people who trust themselves. You have to trust yourself and know that, no, this is what we're going to do. And I have to be able to trust you that when it's successful, I can be like, yes, that was good or whatever. But if it fails, that we can work together to think of a solution. And then let me trust you again to try again in another situation. Like, you know, it's just, we were not the proper situation for each other. I was an enabler. I enabled you to do nothing. So if that's really an enabler, it's really a disabler. But anywho, it doesn't mean I don't need to be as big as I am. It doesn't mean that I don't need to be the solution-oriented person that I am. It doesn't mean that I don't need to be the person who wants us all to win, that I will put in the work to help us win. None of that means that. It means that it was the wrong situation. I needed someone who would overpower that a little bit, who would say, okay, I get you, honey. That makes sense. Let me try it. Here's it. Second, or let me try this, let me try that, and throw out solutions with me. It's just different. It's just, I'm not going to make myself smaller. I'm going to remain the solution-oriented person that I am. And the situation that's right for me, it will work for that because that person will see me as a helper. They won't see me as someone who's overpowering or trying to take control. They'll see, like, you know, I have a smart helper. My woman is smart and she contributes, and I value her opinion as I will value his. So we were in each other's right situation. It's a shame that it took us 50,000 years to figure that out, but we did. And we did it enough time to survive and have new lives and live new lives. And hopefully, as much as I'm thriving, he will thrive as well, because that is my daughter's father. And I want him to succeed at life, if for no other reason but to have my daughter proud of him. But it's the, you know, but it's the controlling, you know, like I say, he used to tell me I'm too controlling, I'm bossy, I don't listen, I'm hard-headed, I'm this, I'm that, or whatever. And I used to be like, I mean, you know, I'm the breadwinner, I'm doing this, I'm making decisions, there's a hole in the ceiling, and you telling the contractor, I gotta wait till my wife get home, and she makes a decision, and she's gonna decide, and she's gonna decide if that's the money she wants to spend, and da-da-da-da-da-da. That's how that ends up, like that. Wrong situation, because it was less discussion and more like leaning to me to like, go ahead, you're gonna take the lead, and then like resenting me for taking the lead. So anywho, now that you know all my business, I started to hold myself back for what I learned in personal situations, in business situations, and I'm learning now that no, these are assets in certain situations, you know, with playing a chief of staff role or, you know, managing a team, managing a staff. These are my assets that I can make a decision, that I can be solution oriented, that I can lead a group of people into the promised land, and I can, you know, get us structured, get us organized, and do things that make sense. But I'm also learning to be open to other people's opinions and you know, using those things and say, I can use that and give you credit for it and like make it, you know, what we need to make it, and we can work together when I'm in the right situation. And I just gotta keep presence of mind to find the right situation. You know, I was talking to another girlfriend of mine. I was talking about like my books, and I was like, God, like I asked this girl to do a cover for me. And I'm like, I asked her because she did a cover for somebody else that I thought was so dope. And she did a cover for me. And I'm like, why? Like every time I ask her, like she gives me shit. And then it feels like, you know, she's offended that I need her to work on it and make it better and all this stuff. And I'm like, it's a waste of money. She's giving me shit. And my girlfriend was like, she don't like you. And I'm like, what? And she was like, she don't like you. She was like, because I'm looking at it and I know her work. And I'm like, this not her work. She gave you this. This is what she gave you. She don't like you. And I was like, so it's not just me. Like, it's clear that she loved this other person because she's producing awesome work for this other person. And she's slapping shit together for me and I'm paying her. So, and she's like, she don't like you. Now, that could be a situation where I could be like, oh, why she don't like me? And try to curb all the things that this person don't like. Or just recognize that that's a wrong situation. Let me go find somebody who do. Because there's another person who did a cover for me who loves me. And that's clear. She did my Savage Fever cover. And every time somebody order the Savage Fever paperback, they're like, oh my God, I love this cover. I love the feel of it. I love the look of it. Because it's clear in the work that she loves me. And that's my right situation. So let me go over there and be my natural self while she's her natural self. And let's love each other and love each other with our work. I'd rather give my dollars to the person who is going to put care in the things that she does for me. And let me just, you know, follow that. Let me just do that. This person is not the only person who does what she does. And so let me just go find my right situation. I don't need to deal with her. I don't need to deal with her. A couple years ago, I would have been like really trying to like understand why she don't like me, but now I don't give a fuck, and I'm just like, no, you're right, it's not me. Who, at least now I know I'm not bugging, because I'm like, this really feels like shit. Like, this is the best she could do for me. And you know, yeah, so now I got a second opinion, I'm validated and all of that, but I'm just gonna go find me the right situation. I'm confident enough to know that I just need to find the situation. And that's an esteem issue for us as well. We think we have self-esteem and all that stuff and we're doing all the right things, but if you're constantly making yourself smaller, like, yeah, question your esteem. Because the bigness of you is okay, it's wonderful, it's welcome in the right situation. Go find you the right situation, please. Don't change who you are, just go find your situation. It works, and it's gonna work somewhere. All right, that's my thing. That's where I'm at right now, okay? So this is what I'm working on for myself. You work on it for you. Let's talk about it. You wanna get up in my DM? I'm at PWrites on Twitter, and that's PWrites. If I'm not following you or you not following me or some mess like that, I think we can't DM each other. So either talk about it on the timeline or let me know that you're trying to talk about the show and hit me up, and you know, I'll open it up for you. I'm Phoenix Ash on Twitter and Facebook. You should see like a picture of the show, I think, on hit me Twitter and Facebook, IG. You should see a picture of the show or whatever on IG so you can recognize me. On Facebook, I think it might be my face. So I don't know. It might be. But I'm Phoenix Ash. I should be promoting a book or something on there for you to recognize that it's me. I have Phoenix's Fireflies, and that's F-I-Y-A-H, which is my reader group on Facebook. I would love for you to support me by buying a daggone book. Why don't you buy Savage Fever, the paperback, though? Because the paperback, you want to love how it feel, how it look, all of that. If you want a signed copy, though, you could get at me in my DMs, and we could do... I have a couple still here, so I could sign in and send it to you. But Savage Fever is available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle Unlimited if you prefer digital copies. Soil Sheets, Cookies and Crumbles, those two books are related. So if you want to pick those up, those are available on paperback on Amazon as well as Kindle and Kindle Unlimited. If you want to like read one book, Touch Me First is a good book. If you're trying to like say, let me just give her a little shot and see what's up and see if I want to read something else by her. Most of the people who read Touch Me First end up reading the rest of my catalog. So that's the one I'm going to tell you to start with. Okay. If you have any questions or anything that you want to talk about, please let me know. Hit me up. Comment on the show. Do whatever you want to do. I hope that you win, that you live life to the fullest. I want growth and prosperity for you. I love you all. Until next time, when we can exchange our power. Peace.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.